Good morning. This is Issues of the Environment, a regular feature you can hear as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. And the voice you're hearing this morning is a little different than what you're used to. I'm Patrick Campion, sitting in for the vacationing David Fair. And today we're going to talk about something that is a little more focused on the inside of your home. And that is how to make your home more eco-friendly, green, and safe, especially if you have children. And we brought in a woman who's quite passionate about this, has written about it, a local here from Ann Arbor, a nationally published freelance author, an educator, a very well-educated woman, and somebody who, having children, changed her life because she is the first person ever to have a child and have it change her life. You know. This is Wendy Lawrence. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Great. And I was joking about that. Obviously, having children changes everyone's lives in a lot of different ways. But one of the things that you and I were talking about here, and one of the reasons you're here today, is because having a child and bringing a child into your home kind of made you look at what was in your home and how it's going to affect your child. So that's the impetus for the whole discussion, really, that we're going to have today. So correct me if I'm wrong there, but that is how things got kicked off.
Absolutely.
For you.
I think, you know, you have this little one running around and you're responsible for them and they're crawling on the floor and they're putting things in their mouth. And you start to think about what you have in your house and whether or not it's safe for your kids.
And I know that a lot of parents look at their home and say, okay, I'm going to childproof my home. You get those little locking jobs to put on your cabinets. You get the special doorknob covers. You put the thing over the stairs so the kid doesn't fall down the stairs. But obviously there's a lot more as a person who's concerned about the environment and the ecosystem that we lived in that you were looking at. So just let's back up for a minute. Let's talk about you for a little bit. What is your background? How did you end up in the Ann Arbor area and what are you doing these days?
I'm a writer. I studied mostly biology in school, and I taught middle school science for a long time. And then when I had kids, I stepped back from that a little bit, and I'm a freelance writer now, and very passionate about issues like this and issues with the environment. I always have been, but I think having kids does kind of drive that a little bit.
Okay, so obviously having kids was the impetus for really expanding that effort inside of your own home. Why is it that you really focused on that, and why should I care about that as a parent as well?
Well, I think, you know, you brought up the idea of baby-proofing your home, and I think we focus on that a lot in America. We focus on the obvious things. Falling down the stairs is an obvious hazard. But, you know, giving your baby a bottle that's not going to break is an obvious thing to do until you find out that the reason it doesn't break is because it's made of a plastic that may be leaching into the milk you're giving your baby that may be causing health problems down the road. So I think we tend to look for the problems that are obvious, and I think for a long time we've missed the problems that are a lot less obvious and a lot more sneaky, and that is a lot of the chemicals that we don't even know are in these products we're giving to our kids.
Well, let's talk about chemicals for a moment. So the Environmental Defense Fund talks about the Toxic Substances Control Act. It's something that hasn't been updated since 1976. About 20 years ago, Congress looked at updating it and adding some more chemicals and definitions of dangerous things into that list. Obviously, since then, thousands of new things have been brought into our world as products evolve and product supply chains evolve and things are made in different places. I mean, legislatively, how much is being done to protect us? And is this kind of a view of you're almost on your own at this point because this is a constantly evolving kind of issue?
Yeah, I would say right now there's very little done, and I think people are surprised to hear that. But the Toxic Substances Control Act that you mentioned, it hasn't been updated since 1976, and it wasn't very strong. It doesn't really require companies to do significant testing on chemicals until it's already been out in the market and already been tested on human beings, basically. And, you know, it doesn't give the EPA a lot of power. They actually tried to use the act once when they banned asbestos, and it was banned for 2 years and taken to court, and they lost because the act wasn't strong enough, you know, and we all know that, you know, has a lot of scientific evidence behind it.
Right.
So they are trying to introduce a new law, and that would be the Lautenberg Chemical Safety Act, which is coming around.
And you talked about, and this is actually something we've talked about previously on Issues of the Environment, couches is another big place, because obviously besides your bed, you spend a lot of time sitting on a couch where these volatile chemicals can be found because of fireproofing.
Absolutely. And that kind of goes back to, you know, what I mentioned earlier, which is the hazard of burning up in a fire is so visual and obvious.
Right.
The hazard of breathing these chemicals in slowly over time is much less obvious and more insidious. And so it's harder.
Well, it's not a front of mind issue for a lot of people, I don't think, that this thing I'm going to be sitting on could be doing harm to me. I think a lot of people still buy things under the presumption that it wouldn't be sold to me if it wasn't harmful or couldn't be harmful in some way. And I think what you've discovered is that's just not right.
Right. And you don't think, well, if I'm going to go to the drugstore and buy some lipstick, that it might have something that's linked to, you know, various developmental defects and health problems. But it could be. It definitely could be.
So educationally, is there one simple place you can find a list of products or not even just the chemicals, but things that could contain the chemicals that you might have in your home? Is there a place we can go find that kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, we actually have a great local research, the Ecology Center, and they do a lot of research on these various products. They test products, and they publish their testing, so you can find out what's in your products if you go to their website. And I think that's great. I think, you know, it's frustrating to me that we have to have somebody do that. It's frustrating to me because somebody is making these products, right? Somebody knows what's
right.
in them. But the only way we as consumers can know is when these nonprofits go out and test them and then tell us.
And another thing you've talked about is some of the things that just might be environmental, like radon. They could mm-hmm. exist inside your home. So let's kind of branch into the next piece of this. And radon's a good example. It's something we've talked about previously here. Testing is a good way to educate yourself on what's going on inside your own home. So what would you advocate in that area?
Yeah, so radon is a big issue, especially in this area of the country. And it's interesting because, you know, it comes from the ground. There's nothing we can do about it. You know, it's going to be there. And it accumulates in our house because our houses are so well sealed up. And so you definitely want to get tested for radon. You want to get tested if you ever move into a house. And you can get remediation, you know, in your house to get rid of it.
And we're talking with Wendy Lawrence. She is a nationally published freelance author who happens to also be a mother in her spare time.
That's
and
right.
Wants the world to know about these potential dangers that could exist in your home that could be harming your kids or in your environment. What we've talked about a little bit here is the resources available for you to find out more about this. She mentioned the Ecology Center here in Washtenaw County is a great resource for that. Obviously, you could do a lot of learning on the web as long as it's properly guided. So we know or we know where to find what we should be looking for. Let's talk about, just expand that for a little bit. When I'm buying a product, are there labels or certain things I should be looking for to help me determine whether something is good to bring into my home?
Well, I would say only in some cases. You know, there are companies that are very passionate about this also, and they want to educate the consumer. They sometimes tend to be more expensive because they're going out of their way to not use these products. But you will find, you know, phthalate-free written mm-hmm. on certain plastics. You will find BPA-free, you know, so you can look for that. But the fact is that's not a requirement, so a lot of companies aren't going to put that on there.
So we've talked about where to go look for these things and how to educate yourself. Let's talk about now what can I do in my own home? What are some good places to start to just purify my home of some of these chemicals?
I think the biggest number one thing is think before you buy something. You know, buying less stuff, having fewer things in your home, that's the number one thing, because then you're bringing in fewer chemicals. But we do have to buy things. We
right.
do have to have things in our home. Dusting is a big deal. A lot of these chemicals don't bind to the product, which is part of the issue, right? Because the dust gets off of your electronics or your plastic things. It gets onto the floor where your kids are crawling
right.
around.
Or in the air where you're breathing.
Or right. in the air that you're breathing.
Right.
So if you can dust frequently and vacuum, then you're going to at least get them out of your house.
Thank you, Wendy. Just one last question, and that would be, from your experiences in your own household, what was the one big thing? I mean, what was the biggest thing that you saw led to improvements in the air quality and the lack of exposure to volatile chemicals in your home?
You know, I've started to just purchase more natural products, wool and wood, and you know, think about, you know, if it was around a few hundred years ago, you know, then I'd still want it in my home.
Great. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Wendy.
Thank you so much.